with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. The hunt in Maine for a suspected mass shooter is over. Police found the body of the 40-year-old man about 8 o'clock local time last night in the woods near Lisbon with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Governor Janet Mills.
I stand here tonight to simply report that the Maine State Police have located the body of Robert Card in Lisbon. He is dead. I've called President Biden to inform him about this news. I've informed Senator King, Senator Collins, Representative Pingree, and Representative Golden.
Card had been on the run for 48 hours since opening fire in two locations, killing 18 people. More and more Democrats say they're losing faith in President Biden. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The latest Gallup poll shows the president's job approval rating among Democrats dropping 11 percentage points in just the last month. 75% of Democrats now approve of Joe Biden's performance. That's the worst reading of his presidency from his own party. He's also lost ground among independents. Overall, the president's approval rating is at his personal low in the Gallup research at 37%. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel has announced an expanded ground operation after knocking out communications and creating a near blackout of information in the Gaza Strip. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says there's a reason that leftists in the U.S. and elsewhere have so quickly begun to blame Israel in the aftermath of the Hamas terrorist attack earlier this month.
Deeply behind that is anti-Semitism. Why? Because it's an old anti-Semitic trope that the Jews have it coming to us. It's original sin. In the medieval ages, if you an innocent Jew was an oxymoron. All Jews were a priori guilty. And it's true here, too.
Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. China is trying to kill off Christianity. Michael Harrington has reported.
The Communist Party has officially banned anyone under the age of 18 from having any formal religious affiliation. Kids cannot go to Sunday school, Christian summer camps, or engage in any kind of religious education. Public schools in China deliver a steady diet of atheism, and students pledge allegiance to the CCP. It's all part of an effort to keep future generations from coming to Christ, an effort which appears to be failing as Christianity continues to grow in the giant country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hamas's attack on Israel this month is liable to depress tourism to Israel this holiday season, even if the fighting ends before December. Hanukkah begins on December 7th this year, and Christmas will follow. Israel counts on millions of tourist dollars every year, and the holiday period is the most lucrative season, with Jews and Christians from around the world flocking to the Holy Land to mark the occasion. This is SRN News. What's in your wallet?
About 2 in 3 Americans say their household expenses have risen over the last year, but only about 1 in 4 say their incomes increased in the same period. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Households are finding expenses outpacing earnings, with many expressing concern about their financial futures. About half say they currently have credit card debt, 4 in 10 are dealing with auto loans, and about 1 in 4 have medical debt. Just 15% say their savings have increased over the last year. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
General Motors and Jeep maker Stellantis are meeting with United Auto Workers bargainers to see if they can reach a contract agreement that mirrors a deal signed with crosstown rival Ford. Nearly 17,000 striking workers at Ford left the picket lines when the agreement was announced Wednesday night, and they are set to return to work shortly. About 57,000 Ford workers still have to vote on the tentative deal. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.